remember when he fell down before David, the next thing he expected was a feel of cold steel on his neck. Instead, he hears the words from David, "Fear not. I am going to show you chesed." And you can see Mephibosheth go, "What? What? What were you talking about?" Ah, David said, "Well, you don't realize this, but your father and I are in unbreakable covenant relationship, even though your father is dead, and you are included in that covenant and in my obligation. And I am going to restore to you all of the lands that you lost, all of the servants that you lost. And not only that, you're going to come and sit at my table, and you're going to be adopted as one of my sons, and you're going to be in my family." Here is something precious. When Jewish messianic believers read their New Testament in Hebrew, because there's a Hebrew translation, the word chesed comes from the Old Testament. The word chesed is the word they use every time we have the word grace. Grace. Grace is God's covenant obligation through Jesus to bring us to his table, into his family. He cannot be untrue to his covenant. We have gone over a barrel. Now you might think I'm being irreverent, but he's promised by himself. No wonder we can join in the song of Israel. Give thanks to the Lord. He's so good. His chesed never ends. His grace. I love it in Hebrew that the opening of Paul's letters is often chesed lachem v'shalom me'ad Adonai v'lehenu. Grace to you and peace from the Lord God our Father. It's there, right at the beginning of his letters, in Hebrew that is. Not that he wrote in Hebrew, but the Hebrew translation. And I love it. I love the fact that this is who we have, this God. So those things that we have just written down, all those ways we make life work. Come on, let's be Mephibosheth this evening. Let's leave them behind. Let's walk away from Lo Devar, from the place of nothingness. Yes, those things were painful. It's interesting, Mephibosheth wasn't healed of his crippledness. He was at David's table still with his woundedness, but he was living as a son of a king. Yeah, we're just about there for the tea time. I'm just finishing.